What's the secret? How do you manage to capture the current zeitgeist with your sound and still create timeless music that touches entire generations?
That's a good one. Well, one of the reasons, I mean, sonically speaking, you know, just from a sound point of view, I think what you're going to try and do is still the Rolling Stones, and, you know, I think you don't want to be completely going off in a different direction, but you want the record to sound like it was recorded this year. You know, you don't want it to sound like it was recorded 30 years ago. So a lot of times, and that's why I chose Andy Watt to be the producer, because he's like, 32, and he's, you know, gonna make, I know he's gonna make the record sound like, you know, and we have certain things that we, how we record now, which is different to the way we record before, you know, and so that we have much more bass end, you know, we have much more clarity in things, you know, and the sonically, it's gonna get a bit technical, but the sound spectrum is much broader, you see, so it sounds like it was recorded. That's, you know, you don't realize it, but that's why it sounds contemporary. And also it's not as cluttered. It's more, there's more space. There's more space in it. So for instance, in a song like Angry, you've got a lot of space where there's vocal and bass and drums only. There's not just, there's not like guitars going all the time, like a wall of sound. Not like got anything wrong with guitars, because I'm playing on that myself. But, you know, you kind of, you've got stops, and so you've got breaks, and so you have emptiness, and then you have dynamics. So that's why it probably sounds a little different, but yet it still sounds like the Rolling Stones.
That sounds brilliant.
The last question, Mick, Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder, who also worked with you on the album, what were their reactions to Hackney Diamond?
Well, I mean, they really liked it. You know, when they heard it, they really liked it. You know, Lady Gaga, we talked quite a lot, and you know, she really pleased with it. And she came to New York to do the duet with me on the club show, you know, and that was really, really good. And I think there's going to be a live version of that come out near Christmas on a CD.
Oh,
that sounds good.
A small teaser.
There's going to be a live version of the songs. Yeah, the songs we played in a club. So that's all. That's really good. So she was really pleased. Stevie was really pleased. And so I think that was a really good collaboration. You know, don't know how I'm going to repeat something like that on the next album.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations
for this.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice interview. Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.